The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Howdy, boys and girls, this is Waddy Mitchell, and I'm telling you that you're right where you should be, Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Waddy Mitchell, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Now, I know Waddy tunes in just to get some pointers.
I'm sure he does.
He does, on Farrier's File.
Sure.
Every week, he says, boy, I better see what Jim's got to say.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got for
us this
week? Well,
let's talk a little bit about spavin.
Okay, do it.
What a broad term.
Oh, boy. Man, okay. Howdy, yeah.
Well, that horse has got spavin. Well, okay. Where is it?
What is it?
And what kind is it?
Sure.
There's bog spavin. There's blood spavin. There's make up a spavin.
Yeah, right. You bet. Absolutely. Yeah.
And the difference between some of the spavins is whether or not that swelling, a bulge, whatever you want to call it, could be hard,
right,
or soft.
Soft, you bet. Yeah. Depends on what the issue is
and the area, right?
Right, absolutely.
If it's low on the hock,
you
call that a and it soft. It's the blood spavin.
There
okay?
you go.
That vessel has ruptured.
Sure.
And is it a bad thing? Well, it's not good.
It's not good, but it's not fatal.
It's not life-threatening.
Yeah, right.
You know, and we had a horse that had a huge spavin in the middle of his chest. And what had happened is he split the sac that held the muscle there.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
And it was hard.
And it becomes fibrous.
Right.
Yeah, scar tissue, sure.
So what kind of spavin do you call that?
Well, I say you call your vet. And,
exactly.
Yeah, and if it needs to be addressed, address it. If it doesn't, there you go.
Well, and there's the downside of it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you can do.
Exactly right. Yeah, right.
Just be aware of it.
There you go. Now, that's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and say, hey, you've got a spasm in your brain. I know you do.
It's there.
That's right. Yeah. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's it. And if they would like to request a Dick's
Pick. DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house still. Spavin-free. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Fair. Not
well, not polished, but
not
fair.
We're getting there.
It'll work.
for now.
Let's go to some more music and save ourselves. Yeah. Okay, once again, Waddy penned the words here. Sons and brothers are singing it of a cowboy.
Drawn toward a way that is steeped in tradition, good with the natural world of the ranch. Sticking to see things plumb through to fruition, never the one to pass up a good chance at the stance or the prance of a cowboy. Zero is how many times he's decided to change up the life and career that he chose. Twice women walked when the real life collided with romantic notions of how they'd supposed that it goes in the prose of a cowboy. His life's lived in cycles and circles and snow, and the dust he both chokes on and savors. It all makes for reason that season his no in defining the colors and flavors on his plate and his fate as a cowboy. Thank you. far as his world will allow. It's not like the movies or dime novel stuff. It has more to do with grass and the cow and the how for the now of a cowboy. Is it worth it? He'll tell you when he's said and done. But he can't compare oranges to apples, because in his life he has tasted but one before trading the campus and chapels for the shaps and the trappings of a cowboy. His life's lived in cycles and circles and snow, and the dust he both chokes on and savors. It all makes for reason that season is no in defining the colors and flavors on his plate and his fate as a cowboy. His life's lived in cycles and circles and snow, and the dust he both chokes on and savors. It all makes for reason that season is no in defining the colors and flavors on his plate and his fate as a cowboy.
Boy, there's some more dandy talent right there.
Both sides,
oh,
right?
Oh, my
gracious.
The
writing and the performing.
The writing and the musicianship, yeah. Especially those sons and brothers.
Oh, man.
Man, there's another one I miss, Frank Walken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss that old boy. He's a good feller.
A good guy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Look forward to seeing him again.
I do, yeah.
Not
exactly.
Real soon, though.
No. We'll take our time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Well, we are paying tribute to our good friend Waddy Mitchell. And I've got another poem coming up, and this is by far one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah?
And this is the epitome of human nature right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know which one it is.
This is Pride Goeth.
Dad gum the luck. This dad burned truck is up and broken down and way out here Nowheresville, at least 10 miles from town, and I'll have to hike. Because it ain't like a map to hitch a ride this late at night, because folks this ride are snuggled tight inside, and won't you know, it's going to snow and me without a coat. Oh, ain't this bliss. It's times like this that really get my goat. Now, let me see, there might just be, if I remember right, a real good chance that there's a ranch around the bend of mine. And there she lay. Oh, glory day, I'll not be walking back, for up ahead's a small homestead and a welcome sight at that. Oh, I know the time, but he shouldn't mind. Most ranching folks take pride in doing deeds for them in need. I'll ask him for a ride. But I suppose the way it goes, I ain't the first to ask for help this way, and he just may be jaded towards that task. There's probably them that's bothered him on nights like this before come a-slinking up like hungry pups begging at his door, then never say, I'd like to pay you for your help in time. No, they just take and never make amends of any kind. You can't blame the guy for thinking I'd be like all the rest. It's way past 10. Here I barge in, make myself a pest, and he'd be right, 'cause his whole night of peace would be disturbed if it were me. I'd surely be a little bit perturbed. But keep in mind, I'm not that kind. I'd make it right by him. I'm cold and soaked. My pickup croaked a miles from a friend, and what's probably more is he'll get that door and greet me with a frown, make me feel like I'm a heel and cuss me up and down and treat me rude and talk real crude and act like he don't care. He might get his gun, think it fun to run me out of there sick as mud. Or charge me what would be a hefty fee. I'd pay his price if he was nice, but he ain't gonna be. You know, I've had enough of that guy's guff. I won't be made his clown. I won't lower myself to ask his help. I'll hoof it back to town. Yeah, just for spite. I'll walk all night to heck with that guy's ride. True, maybe I will freeze and die, but I'll still have my pride. Now, I know to some that must sound dumb. I mean, it even has me guessing. But then again, if I give in, he'd never learn his lesson.
And that is just absolutely the truth, man. Let's ditch out to another cowmercial, and when we come back, Waddy has some more poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.